Chapter 118. I'm going to need you to put on something before you continue talking, Dorian says, closing his eyes. Dorian, you've seen me in less. Not by much, considering that all she has is a scarf, one of the lopsided ones that Dalish is learning to knit from Krem, the kind with the cute edges. He really is seeing about the same amount of her he has as the in less. Oh, come on, Dorian. We don't have time for you to be silly about my skin. Too much skin for my delicate sensibilities. People are going to talk. People always talk. Dorian, come on. I need your help. Dorian feels a lot of skin collide against him, slipping underneath the covers and plastering to his side. Dorian imagines that this is something a lot of people would happily kill for, him or her, and then decides that this is a way to be number one, in a strange and twisted way, and he'll take it. No, not really. Dorian shoves a pillow at her, and it's terribly flat, so it doesn't do much. Llewellyn laughs, like the secret demon she is. She curls around him like some odd and adorable sort of leech, and shoves her face into his neck. Dorian, 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 Dorian! Llewellyn, 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 Llewellyn! I've got a surprise for you! Is it that you've magically put on clothing decent for someone of your station? No, don't be silly! I've found griffins! Dorian's eyes fly open and he sits up, bringing her with him in a move that makes his muscles protest. You've what? Get off me and turn around so I can look you in the eye when you lie to me. You've found what? Griffins! And I'm not lying! She slips around so that she's sitting on his lap and smiles, pleased and smug in ways that make him think that she's been spending too much time with Solas. And I wanted to tell you first. Dorian clasps her shoulders. You've found actual griffins. They're supposed to be extinct. Cole says otherwise. He saw them, and he knows where they are. She tips her chin up, so completely pleased with herself. And I'm going to go get them. Not without me, Dorian says, shoving her so he can get dressed. She lands like a perfect cat on the floor. He throws some of the clothes she leaves in his quarters at her. Get dressed! We aren't rounding up griffins naked. Griffins! Griffins! Oh, everyone in Tevinter will eat their staves with jealousy. Actual, real griffins. I could kiss you. I won't, because there isn't enough time for that. Oh, forget it! Dorian spins around, yanking her into his arms and kissing her forehead. I adore you, and while I may sometimes dread the sort of twists and turns your terrible luck brings us, in this very moment I appreciate it because griffins, supposedly extinct creatures, alive, alive, Andraste's flaming sword, kiss Cole for me. Is she all right? Cassandra says, bursting into the infirmary about 2 seconds later than Dorian would have thought she'd be here. Then he sees half the chargers behind her, looking like they all received a good hit from Krem's mallet to the head. He gives them credit. Most people would die from experiencing Cassandra's charge, or at least wouldn't be getting up again. It must be all that time training with the Iron Bull. She's alive, which is more than I can say for most people who get hit by a stampede, Dorian says. Llewellyn looks woozy and is still somehow able to walk. Granted, not in a straight line and not very quickly, but she doesn't walk in a straight line or very quickly to start with. She walks in a straighter line now, which is something he almost wants to investigate more. Like, if she's physically addled, does that somehow correct her meandering path? How does it work? Llewellyn waves at Cassandra. Hi! Cassandra looks between Llewellyn and Dorian and then decides Dorian is the more adult of the two in this situation. What happened? What do you think happened? Because in all honesty, it's probably better than what actually happened, Dorian says, then leans around her. Any of you need medical attention while I'm at it? Dorian is a competent healer. It isn't his forte, but he knows enough.
We're good,
Rocky groans out, and he can see all of them making beelines, wobbly beelines, for the tavern. Oh, how Dorian wishes he could join them. Well, aside from what you have probably guessed, there was also fire involved. Lightning, Llewellyn corrects. Cassandra's mouth takes on a whole new dimension of disapproving that Dorian didn't know it was capable of. Dorian pinches Llewellyn's ankle in an attempt to shut her up, for once, and let him talk her out of death via dragon slaying seeker. Either she's more tired and woozy than he thought, or she's had a sudden bout of life preservation instinct, because miracle of miracles, she closes her eyes and goes to sleep. Not the best idea, because she has had a significant head injury, so he gently shakes her awake. Cassandra lets out a loud and frightening breath and turns around. I'm going to ask Solas. Solas is probably going to make it sound a lot more reasonable than it really is, but he'd be better at it than Dorian. Solas can handle Cassandra. He doesn't know how Solas does it, but he does, and it's one of his few admirable traits. Right, you do that, Dorian says. I'll just stay here and make sure that this one doesn't fall asleep. I won't, Llewellyn yawns out. She does a wonderful job of not sounding slurred at all, but Dorian doesn't believe her. Of course not, Dorian says, which is why I'm going to sit here and talk to you all about your current thought process and how your thought process has led up to this point, since you are not going to fall asleep anytime soon.